I shall master it, says he, but yet he cannot master it, however long he plays. One night the stranger awoke. He slept with the doors of the balcony open. The curtain before it was raised by the wind, and he thought that a strange lustre came from the opposite neighbour's house. All the flowers shone like flames in the most beautiful colours, and in the midst of the flowers stood a slender, graceful maiden. It was as if she also shone. The light really hurt his eyes. He now opened them quite wide. Yes, he was quite awake. With one spring he was on the floor. He crept gently behind the curtain, but the maiden was gone. The flowers shone no longer, but there they stood, fresh and blooming as ever. The door was ajar, and far within the music sounded so soft and delightful, one could really melt away in sweet thoughts from it. Yet it was like a piece of enchantment. And who lived there? Where was the actual entrance? The whole of the ground floor was a row of shops, and there people could not always be running through. One evening the stranger sat out on the balcony. The light burnt in the room behind him, and thus it was quite natural that his shadow should fall on his opposite neighbour's wall. Yes, there it sat, directly opposite, between the flowers on the balcony, and when the stranger moved, the shadow also moved. For that it always does.
"I think my shadow is the only living thing one sees over there," said the learned man.